There's Howie Goss to lead off the last half of the second inning. 1-0, 45's out in front. Jack Hamilton doing the pitching for the Phillies tonight. He'll be looking at Howie Goss, John Bateman, and Bob Lillis here in the second inning. They pull way around on Goss. The left fielder Covington shaded way over by the foul line, deep and left. Here's the windup, and the first pitch now to Goss, a right-handed batter. Lines one foul down the left field line. That scatters him in the bullpen, and it's strike one. Dallas Green will be going for the Phillies tomorrow, and Bob Bruce for the Colt 45s. Talking to Bob before the ball game tonight, he is expecting his wife in Detroit. And we might have word on the new baby before the ball game is over. He said that his wife was moved into the delivery room just about 2 hours ago, I think it was. One strike to count. We forgot to wish Bob a happy birthday yesterday, incidentally, too. He'll be working tomorrow. One strike. Hamilton ready again now. Here's the pitch into Goss. Fastball, it's inside, and it's one ball and one strike. This is our sixth game with Philadelphia this year. We've won one and dropped four. Here at home, it's 0-1 as we played them for the first time here last night. They won 5-2. One run in the ball game so far on Carl Warwick's second home run. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. There's a ball that's inside. Ball two and strike one. 2-1 count. Clay Dalrymple steps out in front of the plate, fires the ball back out. Nobody out, nobody on base. John Bateman, the catcher, will be up next here in the bottom half of the second inning. The pitch is high into Goss, and it's 3-1. Three ball, one strikeout. Polk at third, Wine at short, Taylor at second base, Demeter on first. Dalrymple catching. Covington, Gonzalez, and Callison from left to right. Ball three, strike one count. Here's the windup and the pitch by Hamilton. Goss hits a fly ball to left center field. The shortstop, Bobby Wine, goes out for it, makes the catch back over his shoulder, and there's one down. So Goss pops out to the shortstop in shallow left center field, Bobby Wine. Here's the catcher now, John Bateman.
45 catcher, number 7, John Bateman.
Bateman is hitting 224. Four homers and 15 runs batted in. We're talking about the Phillies. Bobby Wine at shortstop and the pitcher Jack Hamilton are the only two players in the present lineup for the Phillies who came out of their farm system. Here's the first pitch to Big John now, and Bateman checks his swing, takes a strike, strike one. Covington came over from Kansas City, Gonzalez from Cincinnati, Callison from the White Sox, Hoke from Pittsburgh, Taylor from the Cubs, Demeter from Los Angeles, and Dalrymple was drafted. One strike. One out, nobody on base, last half of the second inning. Check swing again, actually not a check. He started to go a little bit, moved his arm around, but took it for a strike on the outside corner at the knees. So Bateman gets behind now on Hamilton, two strikes. Bob Lillis will be up next. Bob playing at second base tonight. Houston leading 1-0 on Carl Warwick's first inning home run. Philly outfield, of course, is pulling Bateman, and they're deep around the left side. Here's the pitch, and he just checked his swing on a curveball that broke down and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. One out and nobody on in the second. Hamilton throws again now, and Bateman bounces one back over the pitcher's head. Wine comes in fast. The throw is in time. Bateman out by a step, and 2 men are down. That will bring up the second baseman, Bob Lillis. Bob moved over to second base tonight with Aspromonte out of the lineup. Temple has shifted to third. At the end of three in the National League, St. Louis 8 and Cincinnati 2. Joey Jay started tonight for Cincinnati and was bombed out early. Jim Owens came on in the third, and Ernie Broglio is pitching for St. Louis. Two home runs by the Cardinals, George Altman in the first with one on, and Julian Javier in the second with one on. The ball game down at St. Louis tonight, for some reason, must be a full house. They held up the game to get the crowd in the ballpark. And the Cardinals are putting on a pretty good show for the home folks tonight, leading 8-2 at the end of three over the Reds. Cincinnati having its troubles. Here's the pitch in now. Lillis takes it low outside, ball one. Bob is hitting 258 with six RBIs. Lillis had a 9-game hitting string going into last night's ball game, and he had that snap last night. One ball, no strikes. Here's Hamilton's pitching. Now Lillis taps one back to the mound. Easy play for Hamilton. The flip over to Demeter, and it retires the side. Three up and three down. No runs and no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And after two innings of play here at Colt Stadium, the score, Houston 1 and Philadelphia nothing.